So I realized something. Like, we build this as a two-part episode, and this is our, I think, third two-part episode that we've done in the history of the show. There's never been a point to doing that ever.
Yeah, it has. It's been entirely based on the convenience of our schedules.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, like, we could totally just make it two separate episodes and nobody would ever know. We talk about the most nonsense, non-connected stuff.
People can tell when we're in different head spaces and locations. Everybody knows Chicago Mike versus suburb Mike.
Really?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I guess. So I guess I can kind of tell those apart.
You can?
Why don't we make something that like connects them?
Okay.
What did we talk about on the last episode?
Well, we talked about Pig Snake.
Pig Snake could make a cameo.
Pick anything else.
See, here I was trying to like give you a launch pad to going into something new so that we could make this an episode.
Oh, I see what you did. You made the introduction the introduction.
It was the bridge, yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, like it doesn't have to be connected is what I'm saying. Like, let's
How wonderfully self-aware.
Let's give this its own identity.
So you want me to jump right into something?
Yeah, go right ahead. Yeah.
Here, no, I have something small. It's something that Mike and I have already talked about, so we only need one person's input.
Okay.
Yeah, we've already done this one.
Recently in life.
How'd it do? How'd it perform?
It was just a thought I had. Mm. And it was actually perfect to start a show with. Or pre-show. I really don't know when people who are listening to this will hear this based on the decisions we make later. But listen, I was telling Mike that the food that I had before me, I can't remember what it was, that it looked like really colorful and really cool. And then I was just like, man, it's really nice when you just take like a second to consider your food. And Mike was just like, yeah, I've done that. Right, Mike? You said you've done this.
I have done that.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you were still in agreement with the fact that we've talked about this.
Yeah.
And we talked about it, remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
You went like radio silence at a time of support. It's going to be tough for me. I need you, buddy.
I'm here. I'm here for you. I did. I consider my food every so often.
So we were wondering if you ever consider your food. I've never seen you like stop and look at food. You like, as previously, there's a bridge. You like eating food that tastes good as fast as you can.
So I don't, but okay.
Yeah, you do.
Why?
I've seen you like eat sandwiches you enjoy in like five wolves.
Is a wolf a unit of time measurement? What the fuck?
No, it's a length of sandwich. It's a fifth of a sandwich. So I can never be wrong here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that everybody seems like a fast eater compared to you, though. Because you're slow as hell.
Not really that, but fair.
Like, I've seen people like eat fast.
Yeah.
But do you consider your food?
Yeah, I love going and like, I'm not the type to take pictures of my food and post it on Instagram, but I really do appreciate like a well-constructed plate.
Do you like how it looks or do you think about like what they did to get there?
I think about both of those things, especially because I'm not a good chef. Like I can make things, if I follow a recipe, I can usually make food that tastes good, but the presentation is usually awful. It'll never look like those photos in the recipe.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
And so that's always impressive. It's always like, how did they arrange it? And also, how carefully did they have to make this food so that it came out so perfect?
Totally. So you do consider your food.
Yeah.
What was the last food you considered? What'd you eat last?
Last I had a turkey club from the barbecue place across the street. But yesterday, shout out to Alina for making an amazing cake for your going away party.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Alina.
That cake was awesome.
Should we say it again? Because it seems like Alina and her now fiance Andrew have difficulty hearing shout outs. Shout out to you both.
We are shouting out the fact that Alina and Andrew got engaged.
We already did that. That was an earlier shout out.
Yes. But I just want to make sure that they don't miss the shout out from when they got engaged.
Anyway, great cake. Mike, it was
I'm sure it was a really good cake. It sounds...
I didn't send you a picture. It was filled with M&M's, crispy M&M's.
What? Inside?
Yes. Yeah.
I cut a slice and they came pouring out.
Oh my, what? Did you take a picture?
Yeah.
Did you take a video?
I think someone might have. No, sorry. Someone tried to take a video and then they gave up because someone else was teaching me how to use a knife because they thought I didn't know how to use a knife. And I showed them all wrong.
Still, I've never heard of a crispy M&M filled cake.
It was delicious.
That sounds incredible. Good job, Alina.
There's still a bunch of cake-like frosted crispy M&Ms that I'm eating one at a time. You're so sad.
This really isn't going well for me.
Why? You're Mr. Health.
It sounds so good. I love M&Ms. I love cake. I can't imagine.
It's a really good cake, too. It's so moist.
God damn it. Did you save any?
Yeah, I'm looking at, oh shit, I could eat some. I could eat some.
He gave me a bunch. I'm going to take it into work tomorrow.
You brought it over?
We had Tupperware. Josh said his coworkers might like it. I agreed.
Yeah.
And so now he has a big...
I bet they will.
Okay,
like
by the way, first of all, hopefully we'll make this the first segment of the show because this is too goddamn long to be before the credits. But
we'll make a joke and then we'll go to the intro and then we'll come back.
No, because I have more of this to talk about. This is going to continue.
So give us like a one-liner.
And then you'll cut back to the same segment?
Yeah, we can do that.
We can. We've done that before.
Okay, so much like the cake, I'm going to say something and then we'll cut and then we'll cut again and then I'll say something again except the credits will be in the middle instead of the M&Ms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun little nickname for our credits if we called them M&Ms.
Okay.
I'm going to forget this by next week. Coming up, a really big controversy about cake storage. Stay tuned. Welcome to Instead Of. For those of you tuning into this episode, this is a bit of a different opening credits. I guess you already heard, there is an episode before this. You can go back and get it. This is the part where you like say all the boring stuff. So welcome to the show. It consists of me, Thapanjani, Josh Harrison, and Mike Bogart. And if you have heard the previous episode, you know you're in for some laughs. And if you haven't, good news, you're in for some laughs. And there are more laughs that await you on the previous episode. Anyway, enough has been explained. Welcome back and enjoy. We're back. The controversy unfolds. Hey. Yeah, Mike, welcome back. We're back.
Thanks. Okay, here we are.
Cake storage controversy, number one. Josh places a cake that has been cut and has leftovers outside of a fridge, and I only place them in a fridge. What do you think?
Well, that's an interesting question. That's a very interesting question.
It is in a Tupperware container, so it is airtight.
It's airtight. Okay, so it's not going to get all like hard.
Right. The contents like the frosting of it are a multicolored 5-layer cake and crispy M&Ms.
Oh,
it was delicious, Mike. Sorry.
I don't need to hear any more about how good this cake was. I believe you.
The colors formed a rainbow.
Okay. I always default to in the fridge.
I cannot see why you wouldn't put it in the fridge.
I put bread in the fridge. I put everything in the fridge.
Yeah. Your coworkers might get like frost poisoning.
Okay, I guess. I don't know. I don't put bread in the fridge. If I have like banana bread, I don't keep that in the fridge. If I have like...
Another example of bread?
I mean, banana bread and bread aren't the same thing.
I guess it is a pretty midpoint cake.
These are different things, yeah.
Fair. You won me over.
Yeah.
Pizza you always put in the fridge.
Always.
Yeah.
No, I've had pizza outside.
You leave the pizza out?
You store it
out?
No.
I've had a one-day outside pizza that I consumed the next day after heating.
See, I've done that too, and it was better than I thought it would be.
It was so good.
I always put it in the fridge.
No matter what, you never fall asleep eating pizza? Why are you laughing? Me and Mike do this like regularly.
I did that last night, to be honest. I did that last night.
Other people fall asleep like crying the pints of ice cream. I eat pizza and just pass out.
Yeah. I've never fallen asleep eating food before.
You've never had a waken bite?
I've never had a waken bite, no. Mike? I've had breakfast. Is that breakfast?
Waken bite.
Waken bite is a way more fun way to say breakfast, I'm realizing. But I mean like wake up. You're either on the way to brushing your teeth or the food is still in front of you and you like take a bite of it before you start your day.
No.
You've never woken up with food on your body.
Have you ever had that?
No, I don't. No.
That one, Mike, I think I've avoided that, but it was crumbs. Crumbs stayed on.
Well, yeah, I'm sure I go to bed with crumbs on me almost every day. almost every day. But yeah, I definitely have woken up with like a piece of pizza on my stomach, or, you know, like
a was spoon. It face up?
Yes, face up, face up. It was like
a full piece.
No, I bit it. I bit it. I knew what I was doing. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if we were doing a new sitcom about your life and in the credits it was like a fun little like jazzy piano and the credits ended with the TV glow on you, like in your room, and it said Mike in lowercase letters, except it was a full pizza slice just pointing at your face so people knew that you were Mike. Isn't that a great way to start the show about you?
But if he already took a bite... A bite? If he already took a bite, then that would mean that the bite has to come from the bottom. And nobody eats pizza crust first.
No, the fact that he didn't take a bite is what you need to know about Mike in the show.
Okay.
He means well. Okay. He just can't ever get the pizza to the mouth.
So...
It's okay. Such a weird way to talk about someone who tries hard the and can't achieve their dreams.
So close.
So the original topic was presentation of food.
Yes. Well, only if I get to very quickly say, Mike, you can't achieve your dreams, because I'm realizing how that sounded.
Thank you.
That's what the show's about. You eventually, you finally get a piece of the pie.
Something has happened to me twice in a row now, and I want to know if anything like this has ever happened to you guys. So I have a regular Monday night softball league. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I end up taking a Lyft line there because it's like a dollar more than the train and it's way faster, and I'm often late pretty much every time. The last two times in a row, I've called a Lyft line, and we picked up the same person.
Whoa. Ooh,
who? In a different place. Some girl named it starts with a C-A. Cassie, okay. Maybe? Something like that.
All right.
And we've ridden to the same place twice in a row before we dropped me off. Didn't speak. But
seems
I think,
about right.
I think like she knew that we had ridden together before, and so did I. She sat in the front, I sat in the back both times, so we never talked. But I'm feeling like if it's a third time, this is some sort of brush with destiny.
You got to talk to her.
No, dude. Right? Yes, definitely. Agreed. But you got to be prepared, and I have a solution for you.
You do?
Yeah. You're going to inevitably take a Lyft line in the same general direction.
Yeah.
Just have a note in the form of a paper plan ready.
I've written instructions in my pocket.
That way he can throw it from the back to the front and she can read it and be like, oh.
No, that would be so much worse.
No way. You guys
if you write down instructions for yourself, Mike, and you're following these instructions because you don't want to think under pressure, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if she knows that you... have like thought about her to the point where you are writing a note on the off chance that you run into her again. That's like creepy Craigslist misconnections shit.
Very scary.
Absolutely, totally agree. But Mike is, you know, I'm not trying to blow up your ego, a handsome man.
Yeah.
Handsome people do creepy shit and people think it's cool. That's the entire basis of quote unquote romance.
That's true.
Jeez, that's like the darkest line I've ever had in my life. I'm sorry. People do things, nice things for nice reasons too.
Mm. Yeah.
But I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But like, imagine a movie where there were two good-looking people in a car. They met twice in an Uber or a Lyft, and that's the only thing you saw. The third time they meet in the car, handsome guy throws something, bright sunny day. And then there's a joke inside, and she laughs.
And they date, but it ends in disaster. Ends up, it was an ad for Uber the whole time.
Oh, shit, damn. Only assholes ride Lyft. Is that what the campaign is? What are you talking about?
Yeah, your life's going to end in misery.
That's a pretty good campaign against your rival.
Yeah. Yeah.
If any companies out there have rivals, just show spectacular failures.
Never
occurring.
Take a Lyft.
That's what all political ads are.
Yeah.
Anyway, my instead of was going to be, instead of getting in a Lyft with the same person twice, have you ever had a brush with destiny?
Wow. Damn.
I don't think I've told this story on the podcast before. Tap and I know knows this, but I was introduced to somebody who was moving to Seattle because a friend of mine was like, oh, you live in Seattle. Do you mind, like, you know, telling her where good spots to live are? And, you know, as she gets settled, I don't think she's ever been to the city. So I started talking to this person and ends up we both moved from within 10 miles of each other in Massachusetts to work on the same Amazon team in Seattle where she was sitting in the cube across from me.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was weird.
Holy crap.
So I asked, she's like, oh, I'm coming for Amazon. And I like, you know, that's not a big surprise just because half the people that moved to Seattle are coming to Amazon. And I said, what's your title? Or what team are you on? And she said, my title is video games brand specialist, which is what my title was at the time. And I thought she was like fucking with me. Like she looked me up on LinkedIn and like thought it would be funny to say my own title back to me. But
whoa,
that's funny.
Yeah,
that is weird.
Yeah, real, real weird.
Damn. Matrix.
Yeah. I have a lot of examples to choose from. I'm just thinking.
You seem like someone who brushes up against destiny a lot.
I would say pretty much everything is, it's not destined, but I would say the destiny thing comes up often. Like, I am often in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like you definitely are.
But I'm just trying to think of an example.
Well, you're also in the wrong place at the right time sometimes.
Is does such a phrase exist?
Yeah, like...
how can the wrong place ever be there at the right time?
Well... like when Cassie was here and we went to U Village and you were like, I'm gonna go to this other place, you guys have fun at Din Tai Fung, and then
two
minutes later you texted me and
the oven broke. The oven had broken in the pizza place, so I couldn't go there. I have two more pizza bits for this episode, by the way, if you guys are curious. It's been a pizza heavy week.
Pizza centric, yeah.
And then there was a time, Mike, you know that gift card you gave me for beating you at fantasy football?
Yeah, yeah, to the ice cream place.
Yeah, I went to finally start, like, finish using it because it's lasted an ungodly long amount.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure no one has ever used a gift card at that location.
It's been like 4 years, man.
They keep scratching it out with marker, what the value of the gift card is, and rewriting it with more marker on the card. So it makes me think this is all kind of a shady operation. But anyway, I went over there and their freezer was broken.
Not good for an ice cream place.
I'm like, I waited a whole year to use this card. And the lady who works there, she goes, well, you're going to wait a little longer because this freezer is not going to be fixed anytime soon. It was the best. I really liked her.
Right place, wrong time there.
Yeah. A bunch of, and that happens often enough.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? The example that's coming back to me is like from many years ago, but like, Josh and I like this band with a really weird name called Kithkin that's from Seattle, or they were from Seattle. They broke up. Mm-hmm. But like, I first heard about them because one of my coworkers' friends had won tickets to a show or something and like couldn't attend the show. So my coworker just announced if anyone wanted to see a show to this band by the name of Biffy Clyro, which I know with Mike because they opened for Queens of the Stone Age when I saw them.
Like, we've seen
talk
them.
About like a weird connection. The three of us are connected in concerts in this way, and you guys didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And so as a result of that, I took someone else who I had never met, their like concert tickets, and I brought Josh as like the my plus one guest to that thing. And it was that's where we saw Kithkin open. And then we saw them like another five times, I think.
Yeah. Their final show is still one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Yeah, same. That was great. That was really, really nice. But ton of energy. Yeah, I guess that's my brush with destiny.
Huh.
I don't have like a cool line to end that on other than I see a fighter jet outside. Which typically saying that should end a segment and it'll be cool. But I'll say it cool. I see a fighter jet outside. Couldn't do that. Cut.
What do you think displays on the front of a bus if it's out of service?
Out of service?
Bingo. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Do you know what a leading question is, Josh?
I do. What do you think an out of service bus says on the front in Canada?
Sorry, out of service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's
when
so
I was
nice.
In Vancouver a couple weeks ago, that's exactly what I saw. It said, sorry, out of service. And it was the most Canadian thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, damn.
It's polite.
I got to move.
Have you ever seen any, like, when is the time that you have been to another country? You guys have both, like, traveled internationally, right?
I've lived in a bunch of places.
Yeah. A little bit.
When is the time that you have seen something that so perfectly exudes what that country is known for? So that, like, even though a
what
picture...
What that country's stereotype is, you mean?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Like, a picture of a bus should not be able to tell you what city you're in.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But if it says sorry out of service on the front of it, then you got a pretty good idea that it's in Canada.
Mm.
Like, I didn't need to prompt you. You knew that right away.
Hmm. I've got a... Well... I've only really been in, like, on a international trip once, and I went to Morocco.
What is so Morocco cool. known for?
I see, like...
Casablanca?
Casablanca, for sure.
Anything like that?
No, I didn't go to Casablanca. There
Do
was...
you think you'll ever go back?
If I had seen the movie, I could probably give you a relevant quote. Something about leaving and stuff. Anyway.
It'd be hilarious if at the end of Casablanca, her plane just does like a full loop and comes back. And it's just like, weather's bad.
So in Morocco, I guess something, it was kind of a unique calling card was in the like market. If a place, well, you knew a place sold this camel burger if they had a giant disembodied camel head hanging outside.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you guys finally starting to see that disembodied animal heads hanging outside in general are weird?
No, yeah, it was pretty disturbing.
It doesn't matter if it's on a wood panel behind it. It's fucking weird to have animal heads around.
And yeah. Maybe that's why the taxidermy line shouldn't have worked. Another tie back to our part one episode. I'm glad we're doing this.
I thought that happened this episode.
See, now you're getting all mixed up. Anyways, Mike, that's a good one.
Also in Morocco, one other thing. I was there when the movie The Hangover came out.
Oh.
Guess what it was called in Morocco?
I actually already know the answer to this.
Yeah, I think I showed you.
The Drunk Holiday. I don't know.
Pretty close. It was called Very Bad Trip.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works as The Hangover.
It was a very bad trip. Think.
Yeah.
I've seen people in, I guess it was nothing unusual, but like when you go to England, like, and you go to like France or whatever, people dress how you see them in cartoons. Everyone really does wear stripes in France. Everyone wears
really?
Stripes in France. All
Do you have a little beret?
Not berets aren't. I mean, like everyone is super fashionable, but like turns out striped clothing still cool, still iconic. Everyone does it.
Interesting.
Did they all have little bags of groceries with baguettes sticking out of the top?
Some of them. I saw that. Yeah, I did. I saw a lot of the stuff that you would just see in like when we learned French in like Canada or in America, like a lot of the books came with videos. So like you could remember the characters from the books, the real people who also go hang gliding in the summer, because it's really important that we teach you hang gliding in the 11th grade. If you ever go to France, it's such a paradise that you'll need to know how to ask, how do I hang glide? But nonetheless, that video, everything, it was true to life. It was great. Except the videos. So like my whole life, I thought people in France had really terrible teeth. It's just the actors who were in those videos. Teeth really? Were fine. Teeth are totally fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, everyone's super good looking. You gotta stop asking to look at people's teeth.
Okay, so a dentist can do it all day, and it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine for a dentist to ask that. It's not okay for you to ask me to please see my teeth over FaceTime ever.
I knew it was the single question that would make you feel most uncomfortable.
It fucking worked.
Thanks for listening. For those of you who are hopefully new to this, welcome back. I'm still the credits guy for this episode. We switch up who the credits guy is. But if you want to subscribe, you can go to Apple podcast or Spotify or wherever they do it on Google, Android, or Stitcher, maybe, I think. A bunch of places you can go. Subscribe there. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review. Other podcasts say to do that, so now I'm going to say it. Really, if you enjoyed it, you can tell me personally. That's probably of more value to me. And if you want to reach us, perfect segue, instead of FM is the... at instead of FM is the Twitter, and instead of .fm is the website. So lots of ways to get in touch. All right, see you next week, probably on Wednesday or Thursday. Bye.
Mike, did you know that Little Caesar's slogan, pizza, pizza, mm-hmm. also sounds a little bit like piece of pizza?
I've thought about that for a while now.
Yeah.
Pizza of pizza.
There's a company in Canada called Pizza Pizza.
Pizza Pizza?
Yeah, I think their jingle was 9, 6, 7, 11, 11. There was also another... Oh, I'm glad 11, we're doing this. 11. That means now we have three pizza bits to do as this outro. 9, 6, 7, 11, 11. And then there was one where you could get two pizzas for the price of one, and their phone number was 2410241. It was perfect.
2410241.
Pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay, here are my two pizza stories. Pizza story number one. I went to a place called Mod Pizza from Seattle. Have you
I've
been
heard
there,
of that. Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
It's good. I think they might be in Chicago. Anyway, I got the I got
Mike is skeptical.
Unexpected best customer service of my week.
Oh.
So Mod Pizza is kind of like what happens at Subway or Chipotle, where you go through like the assembly line and just announce what you want.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I guess that's like the original voice command. It's like tomatoes and whatnot. But anyway, we get to tomatoes and I say tomatoes, and the guy who's working there just like looks at him for a second, and then he just like throws up his hands in like mild disbelief, and he goes, "Man, these tomatoes are whack." And I'm just like, I'm like, "Thanks, man. You care about me." And he went and he got other better tomatoes. It was so nice.
Wow.
Yeah. He acknowledged, he's like, "This is on me.
These tomatoes suck.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
And he went back. So that was pizza story number one. So if you were wondering, the instead of for that was going to be, what's a good customer service experience you've had recently? And then the other pizza story I had was I ordered Domino's, I think on my way back from physical therapy. Might have been another day. It was just like a straight shot. It's there. And I'm already feeling max good, so I might as well jump right into pizza.
Yeah. Undo it all.
Yeah, it's not undoing it all. It's another opportunity to redo it all. So,
just to get them next time.
My last job was affiliated with PR. I learned a lot. Anyway, so the second story was I walked into the house in like the afternoon on account of the unemployment and all that. And like I had the pizza and I was just like doing what I do in the house when I'm there, and I'm just like stomping around like yelling Cardi B lyrics, like ready to eat this pizza. And then my roommate Suzanne like shyly opens the door to her room and like walks in the kitchen. And like the whole thing was pretty embarrassing because I yelped when I saw her, and like I almost threw the pizza to the ground. And Cardi B wasn't playing, it was just me singing the lyrics. So anyway, I was going to ask for that instead of was going to be, let's revisit a classic. Have anything embarrassing lately for you guys?
Oh.
But it's the end of the show, so we don't get to do those.
We can, real quick. Embarrassing, what's that thing when you do questions real fast? Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Lightning round?
3, 2, 1.
Lightning round.
Wait, I hear a motorcycle again.
What the fuck is going on over there?
Motorcycle fest, Mike.
Shut me up.
Sorry, their attitude has gotten, it's infectious.
You're a biker too now.
Yeah.
I really comported myself pretty well lately.
I guess I was singing a little bit when I was in the bathroom at work because I thought I was alone, and then somebody came out of the stall.
What song?
Sorry.
Was that a snort?
Well, that one really gets me.
Mike is like the 0 days since injury calendar. Now back to embarrassment square one, Mike.
I think it was Radar Love by Golden Earring, which has been in my head for like weeks.
I can't believe a band called Golden Earring sang that song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, but how a more popular band should have come. Mike, you know that song.
Radar Love?
Yeah. Radar Love.
It is a memorable part, but that comes after like a much more memorable part, Josh. Go ahead. You love it so much. You love singing it.
No, that was the most embarrassing part of my week.
No, come on. I'll do the bass.
Boom, 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 boom. Wow, wow, wow.
Come on, I did the first four bars so you could jump right in. This is what you were singing like this?
Oh my god.
Like the opening lyric is, I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. Okay, you wanted to do the music, I guess.
That's it was in Baby Driver. It was in, you've seen it. You've heard it.
I've heard it, sure.
Watch, Mike, you know how I can get songs stuck in your head by singing them real quick?
Yeah.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. He fucked up the guitar, but that would have gotten stuck in your head. Now we're a real band, because for no reason I tried to one-up my bandmate. I'm sorry. That's what real fucking bands do.